Hello, good evening. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answer will remain confidential. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. Well, thinking ahead of which of the following best describes you, you will vote in general elections for president in U.S. Senate, Michigan State, legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th. Are you definitely voting, going to vote, or very likely?
I am definitely voting.
You definitely voting. Perfect. And what is your age, sir? From 36 to 45?
48. I'm 79 years old.
79. Thank you. And also, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off of the wrong track?
They suck.
So you think it's going to the wrong track?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, whenever voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You would now be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate if you or how you will vote on it, right? The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage. It says, should the country of Grand Traverse impose in the new property tax of $0.65 million or 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for the period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planting, planning, maintain, construction, and enhance or non-motorized trails within the country. This millage will rise an estimate of $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote for.
You would vote for in favor. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably not voting yes in favor? Definitely or
yes.
Probably?
Yes.
Yes means definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. See, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simple way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for a public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or not against this proposal?
I would vote for it.
You will vote for it. That'd be definitely vote or probably voting for it?
Definitely vote.
Definitely voting. Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average of homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or not against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Yes, definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average of homeowner about $105 per year, or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3
million. Raise more money.
More money. Oh, okay. Thank you. From the following list, which use Which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family, right? Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting water quality and water supply, and fighting crime and droughts, and improving public safety. Which of those would you be focused on most, for them to be able to focus on most on it?
Reducing property tax.
Reducing property tax. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Let me see here, holding the line up. Yeah, here it is. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a affordable or unaffordable opinion of it. If you have no opinion or have never heard of it, you can indicate it as well. What about Grand Traverse County government? Is very favorable or somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion on it, or never heard of?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Thank you so much. So to be very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very.
Very, very. Okay. What about your city or township government?
Favorable.
Favorable. Thank you so much. So it'd be in between very or somewhat favorable. It'd be very or somewhat.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and what about Traverse Area Recreation Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
I don't use them and I don't care about them.
So it'd be like no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing? It'd be
unfortunately, yes.
Yes. You think it's too fast, too slowly, about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. It's growing fast, right? Thank you, sir. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust them.
Do not. Let it be in between. Definitely do not or probably?
Definitely do not.
Thank you, sir. See, there are numbers of ways that the money could be spent for these projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. What about to maintain existing trails that you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly
approve?
Strongly approve. Thank you. And what about to plan and construct new trails?
Somewhat
approved. Thank you. We also have to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat
approved or disapproved?
Somewhat approve.
Approve. Thank you. And to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Somewhat disapprove.
somewhat disapprove. Thank you. And to promote recreational opportunities?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. And to protect open space for residential and commercial development?
Oh. Disapprove.
Disapprove. Is strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Yes, strongly. It's growing too damn fast.
I hear you, sir. Okay, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you, sir. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
I don't care.
Don't care about it. Okay, so it'd be like strongly disapprove?
Yes.
That's what it'd be? Okay, thank you, sir. And what about to promote local economic development?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And to promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Perfect. Thank you so much. Sir, see, now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County as well maintained, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse. Just maintaining. Ah, okay. Thank you, sir. Perfect. See, real quick, you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely or to support this proposal. If each will make you not different, you can indicate it as well. What about there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. That will be much more likely to you, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
much more likely.
More likely. So it'll be much more likely.
Yes.
Thank you. And there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Definitely.
Yeah, that means much more likely.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Definitely.
Definitely. So that means like much more likely, right?
Yes.
Thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the country commission in their decision making and ensures that the funds are administrated for their intended purpose. What do you think about that one?
I think that's an excellent idea.
Excellent idea. So that'd be much more likely for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. See, now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, right? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make you no difference, you can indicate it as well. For the first one, it says $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Would it be like very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all?
Not too convincing.
not the convention. Okay, thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities and enjoy the outdoors.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all. Thank you. Thank you. It says here, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trails network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
I think that's excellent.
That'd be excellent. That'd be like very convincing.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And what about if Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded? This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to the trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add and dedicated public funding sources to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Excellent idea.
Excellent idea. So that'd be very convincing to you. That's what you meant.
Yes.
Perfect. And what about the Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tark Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country.
Excellent idea.
Excellent. Very convincing. Thank you so much. And if this proposal Digital 8, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoors spaces for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Excellent idea.
Excellent idea. Thank you. Thank you. And if this proposal preserves access to outdoors spaces, so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do?
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. And let me get down here real quick to the last ones. This proposal will improve the construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Excellent idea.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And his trails already generated millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year. And this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small business, and create more jobs.
Excellent idea.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. This proposal would provide more accessibility to open spaces, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Excellent idea.
Thank you. And if this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Yes, they should be.
It should be. That'd be like in between somewhat convincing, very convincing.
Very.
Very. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you would now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, sir, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Yes, wonderful. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting.
Definitely. Perfect, perfect. Now, you will be given some statements, but this time it is against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as well, right, as a reason to vote not against. This proposal, if each will make you not different, you can indicate it as well. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes?
I don't like that.
You don't like that. So that'd be in between not too convincing, not at all convincing, or?
Not at all convincing.
Not at all. Thank you. And if this proposal is baked by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill?
Quite frankly, that's bullshit.
So that would be not at all convincing for you, or not too convincing?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. And if there are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety, you know, wild trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems?
Now, say that again.
Let's say if there are no more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public
safety. Yes, especially roads.
Especially roads. So we should first focus on more pressing things or problems?
Yeah, focus on what we've got problems with right now.
So what would it be for you? Like very convincing somewhat, or not too much, not at all?
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. Thank you. See, which inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. What would it be that for you? What do you think about that one? Very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Very, very. Thank you. And if this proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth?
Very, very.
Very convinced.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. The other one say this proposal will raise taxes on middle class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Would that be very convincing for you, or somewhat? Not too much, not at all?
That would be very convincing.
Very, right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This proposal will give million more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
That is right. That is correct, right there.
That is very convincing to you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Let me go ahead and put that down for you here. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal? Or vote no against this proposal?
I would probably vote against it.
Vote against it. So, no against. Okay, thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting, or probably not voting against it?
I am definitely voting.
Thank you so much. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. It says, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
I don't think it pays enough attention to the problem we have with our local roads and traffic congestion.
Oh, thank you so much. So you don't think they don't pay enough attention, right?
No, they don't pay enough attention to it.
To the bad traffic, and what else you say?
And the poor condition of our roads.
No, poor condition.
You can't drive on a road here that doesn't have potholes in it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand you. Perfect, perfect. Let me go ahead and put it down here real quick for you, sir. Excellent. Okay, and before we finish, you would now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, should the country of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 million of local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of the streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County?
If I am strongly in favor of that.
In favor. Okay, if approved, levied in full, I'm sorry, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year, right? If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purpose. Just to be sure we have a representative sample, right? Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom you did vote in 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Someone else? Who did you vote for?
Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And with which political party are you affiliated?
I am an extremely conservative Republican.
Republican, thank you so much. I was about to ask you that because the next question was that if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief, right? You say conservative?
Extremely.
Very, that means very. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And what is the last great formal education you have completed, sir?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What would be the last great of formal education you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
From college, okay.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home that you're currently living in?
I own it.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children under age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Thank you, sir. And what is your main racial background?
White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant.
I hear you, sir. Thank you. This concludes our survey, sir. And thank you very much for your participation. Remember that your opinion, it always counts, and that's the reason why we're asking these questions today. Everything's confidential here. I appreciate your time, sir. Appreciate it so much. That'll be the end of this survey today.
Well, have yourself a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too, sir. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Goodbye, sir.